Pretty decent game, actually. Thought we played well tonight. Deserved to get something out of the game. And even though we had to come back from two beyond to do it, we did get something out of the game.
Yeah, entertaining. I thought first half, I thought we dominated without looking like we were going to score. And unfortunately, it was an individual error or an error that led to the goal. But I thought we played well. I thought we moved the ball around really nice, and I thought the fullbacks were positive and looked to get forward, and we played some really good stuff, but we just didn't do anything with it, unfortunately. You know, I think it's the most in the first 45 minutes, the most times this season we've got into the final third. It's the most successful crosses we'd put into the box, yet we'd only have one shot and it was off target. So we just needed to try and tidy up the conversion rate, really, of when we get in and around the final third and have opportunities to go into the box. We've got to turn those into chances on goal. And then at the start of the second half, a set play, just a lack of concentration. I remember it's a similar sort of goal to the Banbury away goal, where the player gets down the side of the wall. Yeah. And we spoke about it after that game and said, you know, we have the set plays, they're a perfect scenario, but it's not always the perfect scenario. Sometimes players have to make decisions off the cuff, and that player's a threat on our goal when he gets down the side of the wall, and somebody has to break off and make sure they pick him up, and we don't, and it ends up in the back of our net. Mm-hmm. But great character. You know, look, we've played a lot of games, and I say it time after time, every couple of days, there's players out there running on empty, and at 2-0 down, you just thought, the game's probably too far away from us. And then it's a great free kick from Doobie. Excellent from Luke Warner. Peter Clark, the pass to Luke. Luke gets around the outside, wins the penalty. Doobie puts it away. And at that point, we actually had some momentum. And it gives the players an extra yard and an extra bit of momentum. And we had three glorious chances to win it, didn't we? Sit down for Doobie. And then Ben Baker, where he's checked inside and he shot. And then the one where I thought it was actually a foul on Danny. The ref played good advantage, and I think it was Bakes again, who was pretty much just had the keeper to beat and went for the dink and didn't quite get it over the top of him. Really good performance, a lot of character, a lot of fight, a lot of spirit, and it just goes to show again that how close we are or have been in so many games this season to winning, yet we just fall short. And today again, it was we fell short on lack of concentration from a set play and probably not taking them a couple of chances at the end of the game when we created them.
Yeah, but I will mention those two fullbacks that you've already mentioned, because both of them played really well, I thought. Jamie and Luke delivering some great crosses in the box when they got forward.
Yeah, Jamie's the last three games has looked a real good prospect. And, I said it a couple of games ago that I probably should have featured him more and played him more, and I think now, having watched him, he's developing and has developed into a really talented young footballer. And I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do next season without a shadow of a doubt. And Luke again just amazes you, doesn't he?
He does.
Like, I don't know, is that six games in
only Trebes he has played as many minutes as he has six, in the last, I think, 11 games in a row.
Well, I think that's six and full 90 minutes in something ridiculous like 14 days. And yet he's still, when he has an opportunity, he's still looking to get forward. And he's done really well. But more importantly for Luke, lots of people remember him from what he does going forward, but 1v1 defensively he's sound. And for a young lad, he's come in and he's slotted in nicely to that left back position. And I think he's certainly he's put himself in a position where I think hopefully he'll have a good future with the club.
That would be good. Young Gordy got a few more minutes as well after that trip to Frome. I think he deserved it.
Gord trains with us every single Thursday. He's still only on under 18. He trains with us every week. He does really well in training. It's been a difficult season. We've got a lot of central midfield players, and it's been difficult to give him an opportunity. But we wanted to have a look. We could have brought Deco on, but he's played a lot of games and a lot of minutes recently, and we wanted him fresh for Saturday's game against Hereford. So it was perfect to put Gordon on, and I thought he acquitted himself really well. He's only young. He does need to go out and play some games. I'm not sure whether he's ready to play at our level week in, week out, but You know, great to have around. His attitude's absolutely spot on, and I think in a couple of years, once he matures and once he gets a few more senior games under his belt, he'll be a good player as well.
Yeah, well, looking forward to Saturday. Not a bad way to end the season, is it, to play the champions here?
Yeah, it has been a hard season, and when you looked at the fixture list and when they come out way back in the summer, you know, Hereford at home would have been one of the fixtures that everyone would have looked at and looked forward to, and we've had to wait a long time for it. So with it being the last game of the season, and I think they'll bring a few down in party mood to celebrate, and hopefully we can contribute and make it a good fixture and enjoy the last game, and hopefully, you know, put in a good performance and go out. Like I just said to the players, it's four, only one defeat in five. I think we're not in bad form, and if only we could have shown that. You know, it's 5 points from four games, I think it is. A point a game or thereabouts would have got you 45, and that normally keeps you up, and we just haven't been able to maintain the levels of what we've actually performed. You know, take out the Stratford game, but for the last couple of months, I think we've done well, and I'm optimistic. I know that there's going to be some hard work in the summer, but we have the nucleus of a squad that I want to carry forward. And how many of those players, how many of it will be, you know, we'll make those decisions in the next couple of weeks. But I think certainly in the last fortnight, the players have done themselves proud, and only really one poor performance in the Stratford game. So they've shown what they are capable of, and we asked for some consistency in those levels, and we've got it over the last couple of weeks. So yeah, look forward to Saturday, hopefully finish the season on a high, and then regroup and go again next year.
That would be good. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Mate.